thought of that. One day we'll find out. I love Christmas. I've already been in touch with friends this morning in Egypt, in Turkey, in Uganda, and in Spain. It's amazing technology. And I've had also a little song back from Egypt from a friend of ours, sent a few words back through to my phone. So I've already spoken to people in Egypt. We're going to record a message this afternoon when we go home to friends around the world. I love Christmas time. My dad was a very simple man. Some of you knew him. And he never let me lose the wonder of Christmas. So I've been awake all night. I didn't go to sleep. Just the excitement. I just love Christmas, the birth of Jesus, our time together. I'm amazed at how many people turn up in this church on a Christmas day. Lynn and I walk over here saying, it could just be us this year. We're never too sure who'll turn up. But I do like Christmas. And I was reading this week some letters that children had written to Santa. These are all true. Do you want to hear some letters that children wrote to Santa in the last couple of weeks? Dear Santa, there is a carrot for Rudolph and cookies for you. But if you're really hungry, you can use our phone and order pizza to go. Dear Santa, I want to play a computer. I want a playhouse. I've been good most of the time, but sometimes I'm pretty wild. Dear Santa, I'll take anything because I haven't been that good. Dear Santa, here's my list. I've been really good this year, but my sister hasn't. So if you could just double up on the presents, I'll share some of them with her. Dear Santa, I'm not going to ask for a lot, so here's my list. I want an Etch-a-Sketch, a school bag, some books, an Xbox, a hamster, a bicycle, and my big present, a 40-inch HD television, and some cranes. Well, maybe you could drop the cranes. I don't want to be that selfish. Dear Santa, last year I asked you for a puppy, but you brought me a computer. Instead, Mummy said that you never make mistakes, but you did. So this year I'm writing this letter in capitals, I want a puppy. Dear Santa, I prayed for you last night. Please take care of yourself or we're all sunk. Dear Santa, last year you brought me a model car, but it didn't work because you forgot to bring the batteries. Could you ask your elves to make sure I get batteries as well this year? And this is probably my favourite. Dear Santa, we've had a new burglar alarm fitted this year. The code is 7095. I don't want you to wake up my baby sister because it's really, really loud. Letters from children. Or expectations from adults. I wonder if your letter or your expectation or your hope match the reality of the gift. It really does. It really does. But 2,000 years ago in Israel, the great hope was for a Messiah to come, a warrior king who'd rid Israel of the hated Romans. And their hope was for a Messiah who was just like them, but a little bit stronger and a little bit wiser. Someone who would bring freedom. And still to this day, Israel waits. To this very day, Israel is still waiting for the Messiah. But 2,000 years ago, a baby was born in Bethlehem in a cave. Just Mary and Joseph and a few animals looking on. And apart from some shepherds and men from the east, no one noticed. No one noticed. Life went on as normal. Nothing seemed to have changed. But I want to tell you this morning, that baby was Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He wasn't just any baby. He came from heaven to dwell amongst us, but no one noticed. And you might think, if I was there, I would have noticed. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. But he still came. We can do the same today. We cannot notice the gift that God has placed in this world for us, the gift of his Son. We can live a life that is devoid of any knowledge or interest in the greatest gift you're ever going to be offered. You just don't notice. People still do the same today. In December 1903, on a beach in Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, the Wright brothers, in a flimsy wooden and canvas aeroplane, they made the first ever powered flight. First time in history man had ever flown. So they sent a telegram to their sister Catherine, which read, "Today we've actually flown 120 feet. We will be home for Christmas." Catherine took the telegram to the local newspaper and she showed it to the editor. He said these words, "How nice, the boys will be home for Christmas." He missed the big news. Man's first powered flight, and he never got to print the story, and he died of a broken heart, that editor. You know, we can still do the same again with the birth of Jesus Christ, because in amongst the festivities and the gifts, which are wonderful, yet still we can miss the big news. Christ has come to earth, Emmanuel, God with us, God with us. We can stand in danger of missing the big news, which is why the Bible says he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. The world did not recognize the one who had created this cosmos. They didn't recognize him because they were looking for the wrong person in the wrong place. They were looking for a warrior king in a palace. They weren't looking for a baby born in a cave to two poor peasant people from Galilee. The world didn't recognize him. So let me ask you this morning, this is my last ever Christmas message as the pastor. Let me ask you this morning, do you recognize him? Do you know the one that came to earth 2,000 years ago? Because if you do, he'll change your life forever. He really will. All of our toys and gifts won't change your life. You might think they will. I'm telling you, give me 6 days, 7 days, and you'll tell me, no, it hasn't really changed my life at all, Pastor John. They're lovely, but they don't change your life. Jesus didn't come to give us a reason just to have a party on a day of the year. He came so he could be with us every day. Isn't that amazing? Every day and every night, when life is falling to bits, Jesus Christ stands there with you with his arm around you to support you and help you and love you with words I cannot express. The day is great, but the year is much more important. Do you recognize him? If you do, he'll change your life forever. He came to be with us every day, and then he came to take us home. Just like Joe's granddad went home today. Isn't that amazing? But we'll see him again. Isn't that amazing? We'll see Joe's granddad again. I want to tell you this as a close, how the world needs Jesus Christ in 2017. Speaking on the BBC News on Wednesday night after the assassination of the Russian ambassador, the terrorist attack in Berlin, the horrors of Aleppo, and the political turmoil in Europe, one of my favorite reporters, Jeremy Bowen, a man who's traveled the world and seen awful things, he said these words, "This world is now a very frightening place, no matter where you live." And Jeremy Bowen's right. The world's growing darker by the day, but in Christ is a light brighter. Don't worry about the children. Don't worry about the children, all right? You were all that age once, all right? You were all that age once. Don't worry if the children are excited. I am. I want to get out of here and go home. So. Jeremy Bowen was right. This world is growing darker. You all know that. It is not going to grow brighter. The world is growing darker by the day. But in Jesus Christ is a light that is much brighter than the darkness of this world. A light that should be carried by all who call themselves followers of Christ. If you are a follower of Christ, you should be carrying the light of Christ into this dark world every day. Do you know him? Do you really know him? Will you celebrate this day and then spend the rest of your life bringing the light of Christ into someone else's life? That's the challenge I give you today. I pray that you will, because in Jesus, God the Father has given us his most precious gift, has given us just what we need. Because if our greatest need would have been information, he would have sent an educator. If our greatest need would have been technology, he would have sent a scientist. If our greatest need would have been money, he'd have sent an economist. If our greatest need would have been pleasure, he would have sent an entertainer. But our greatest need was forgiveness. So he sent a savior. Hallelujah. What a God we have. The baby born in that stable 2,000 years ago is the Savior of the world. He is the Savior of your soul. He is all you need. He's all you need. So this Christmas day, Will you give thanks to God for the gift of Jesus? Celebrate with family and friends. It's a good thing to do. And then live your life for the one who lived his life for you. Will you do that? Nothing else comes even close in importance. The one who came to give his life for you. He was born in a manger, but died on a cross, yet lives forever. And his name is Jesus, the Son of God, Emmanuel. God is with us. Happy Christmas to you all.